coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. It was quite the roller coaster, but you know, a great win and heck of a performance by our defense tonight.
If you would have told me, or more importantly, if I'd have told you, that after scoring 20 unanswered in the first half, that those 20 points would hold up, would you have believed me?
No, and I'll be honest, I felt like we needed to get at least one or two more scores. I felt like all week that the number to get to was to get to about 30.
Yes.
I didn't see our defense being able to, wouldn't give up more than 30. You know, and, you know, we had a couple opportunities and just some things and you know, some penalties and just some miscues on and some of it on my end, maybe just too conservative. But, you know, I'll be honest, there's a point, man, I've had a history as an assistant coach, 2021 games against Lawrenceburg. I remember in Greensburg, I think it was like 3 years in a row. And there was a part of me like, God, please, like, let's stay away from that. I was like, kept thinking it was going to get a touchdown. But, you know, ultimately in the end, you're just so locked in and just so honestly proud of our guys of just finding a way. We didn't play our best, but we found a way to win.
And what we remarked about during the broadcast was the chess match between both sidelines. I mean, it just, I mean, that was to be expected in this one, but it was just amazing to watch everything play out the way they did. I mean, you kind of get that same feeling from your end as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had to, they basically took Kaiser out, two for one team. And I should have went to it earlier, but we know the problem was is that we had a lot of success the first time we played them on our weak side runs, and we kind of felt like we would catch them at times, maybe not two for one in Kaiser. They really never did that except maybe a couple times inside the red zone. The adjustment we had to do was then maybe move Kaiser into the slot and move him around, which kind of freed him up a little bit more. He had a couple, you know, good catches, and unfortunately, you know, he had an opportunity there late, and good play on Lawrenceburg's part, but you know, had to do that. They really came and attacked us, and I think we were trying to, you know, it was one of those things. I think on my part, probably just be impatient at times, you know, just pound away 3 or 4 yards. But it's just that back and forth, because it's like then you catch yourself constantly trying to run on 1st and 10, and then they're kind of teeing off. So, you know, you got to throw the ball, run the ball. I mean, And Lawrenceburg's well coached, and you know, it was a tough game, you know, and great players on both sides, and like I said, I just am proud of our guys of gutting out a win, and it's kind of was the message afterwards is, you know, you got to win 5 to get to Lucas Oil, you got to win 6, and typically they're going to all look a little different, you know, you got to find ways to win in different ways, and tonight it was the defense. The defense was critical tonight and winning this game, and just a couple good explosive plays offensively. But kudos to Coach Bowman, the defensive staff. They had did a heck of a job just continuing to adjust.
Yeah, it's kind of a reflection, a mirror image of the game down there in week 6. The defense stepped up when they needed it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's like deja vu. You know, it's like it's a 2-score lead, and we're right there. You know, I thought we were going to get the stop and get the ball before half with a little bit more time. They got the fake punt. Great call in there. Kind of caught one of our guys asleep, and frustrating, but we were able to overcome it, you know, but there was that teetering part right there where it's like, man, if we stop the fake punt, get the ball back with about 4 minutes to go, our offense was in a really good rhythm, and it was like, man, if we can get one more score and get the ball to start the second half, I'm going to feel really good. You know, but we did end up getting the ball back, but, you know, we didn't have a whole lot, just kind of ran it out. And again, the second half, we come out and just, it's a little, couple things here or there. And Will knows, you know, like we had the play, we ran a little double post and Dance is open, threw a little bit behind him. You know, there was just a little matter of inches, yeah. Inches and feet. And boy, how many times did we have close measurements? Mm-hmm. You know, the simple play, they ran a little curl route, their little go-to, and he sits down right at the sticks. Dance gets a good pop on him, which causes, you know, him to juggle the ball, which then he goes backwards, and then that ends up being the difference. We get a stop there. Obviously, you know, they stopped us on a 4th-and-1. It was just a great football game. Yep. Great atmosphere, and you couldn't ask for anything more because we won too.
So that always helps.
There you go. It makes it better.
So let me ask you this, Coach, and I really can't wait to dig in deep into this game with you on Monday at Coach's Corner, live from Ice and Family Pizza at 6 p.m. If you had a chance to really go back and watch it, because when you go back and watch it, you're going to see a great game. But how satisfying is it for you? You said it just a second ago. You're going to win these 5 games, win these 6 games. They're going to look different every single time. And as we go back and look at these most recent weeks, how the season, regular season ended and how this tournament has started, you've won every last one of these in a different way. Big offense, big defense stand, ground and pound, through the air. How satisfying is it for you as a head coach knowing that when you can call on your guys, when the circumstances call for it, they can deliver?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a testament to our kids, their parents, the community, and our coaching staff that has done a really good job this year of just, I think, really just continuing to coach their butts off. And, you know, one of the big things we talk about is grit, you know, physical, mental toughness. And, boy, that showed tonight that our guys are just – they're not soft. Uh-uh. They're not soft. Uh-uh. You know, and there are people that want to say that, you know, Batesville's soft, but this group is not soft. They are tough and gritty. Get after it, and they were scrappy. It's testament to them, and, you know, and things were not perfect. Right. It's really good. It's really easy to play this game when all things are going well.
Sure.
It's really easy when your offense is just humming to, you know, or you're, you know, but, you know, defensively, you know, we had some adversity. They moved the ball, you know, I thought, you know, in between the 20s and the 30s, you know, on us, but our guys, you know, stayed level-headed and just focused on what needed to be done, you know, and I will say that we didn't, like I said, I go back to it, we didn't execute the best or do the best sometimes offensively. But I don't know what the stats are. But I think we won the turnover battle.
Yes.
Right?
2-0.
And I believe we had to have won the penalties.
Yes.
Right? Now, granted, we had a couple costly, we had a costly holding, but we overcame one earlier. But we didn't have, like, a lot of the pre-snap, the things that beat you, right? And, you know, and that's what I'm proud of is when I walk out of here tonight is our guys did not put ourselves in position to beat ourselves. I thought outside, you know, I thought even in general, you know, at the end, clock management, we got a little dicey there with the, you know, with the quicker knee. I don't know what, you know.
Right.
But everything up to, I mean, Will executed that to a T.
Sure. Masterful.
Did, sure, right? Did. It's
beautiful. And the last one was a little close. I mean, we made it a little, I don't know why he, but ultimately in the end, we got out of here and they didn't, you know, there was no other play and we won, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, I'm just exhausted, guys. I really am, and I'm still just a lot of emotions all over the place, and I've rambled on enough, I'm sure, for you guys. But it's been great. The crowd tonight was awesome.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Awesome. It felt like you were in a stadium, and just there was a bunch of noise. This is a huge win for our program, just in general. But we got another big one. It was great to see the students.
Yeah.
But hey, just remind yourself, still haven't won anything yet.
Yes. Yep. So. Yes. Well, Coach, I can definitely understand why you would be exhausted, because your heart rate had to been at least 110 plus for the entire fourth quarter.
It's 117.
So, do you imagine that?
I'm not lying. I got it right here.
Yep.
Right?
He's looking right at it.
117. Yeah. I've been sitting here talking for about however long this has been, and so I'm sure it was all over the place. I got good cardio today.
No doubt about it. Well, again, congratulations on the win. As you said, still got work to do. We look forward to seeing what you guys do next, and go home and enjoy this one.
All right, thanks, guys.